Well, I'll tell you this, and I'm going to brag on the builders, and I say the builders in San Angelo in general. And you know this, I've said this for years. You've been with me. In fact, I remember Gail used to always come. She goes, Mike and Scott are going out of town. Oh, my God, that's going to be expensive. Because we've been known to be able to spend a little money when we leave town.
Yeah, yes, we have.
You know, especially with you. We buy everything. Stoves. But I've always said that. Look at some other houses. And I said, look at this house. This doesn't compare to any builder in San Angelo. Our builders are so, so far above the quality of what we saw in San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston.
You're right.
And I'm not picking. I'm just saying our builders in general, and I wouldn't pick on any builder there. I'm sure they have good builders too. But what we saw was not the same quality I was used to seeing in San Angelo, Texas.
Well, there is no question about it. And of course, I have judged some of the parade of homes in some of the other cities across Texas. And I get to see those other products that are in some major markets. And I'm going to tell you, and I could list all of them right now, right off the top of my head. San Angelo probably is blessed with some of the finest residential construction professionals in this state. And most of them are very dear friends of mine. I wish them nothing but the best, but they take care of their customers, they care about their product, and they stand behind what they do. And like I said, I could fill up both hands with names right now.
And Mike's 100% right. The trim work, the quality, we were very blessed to have that. So you've got a good group in the home builders. I've got a good group of guys. I know, like Chad Decker, he just sponsored the Tee Off for Tatas for the cancer deal.
Yes,
you know, which was a community deal. And one thing we've both talked about all our careers is, you know, we've been fortunate to take from the community. They've been fortunate to give us stuff. You've got to give back.
We have to give back. We have to give back, and we do. And I'll share this information with you. This latest endowment that the Home Builders Association of San Angelo, Texas, is presenting to the Texas Association of Builders in November. That endowment is a $50,000 endowment, and it's $1,000 per slot. We have filled, as of today, 43 of those spots, and they're all HBA members. And the neat thing about it is about 80% of our builders have stepped up for that endowment. And we're going to present a $50,000 check to state in November. And those names will be applied to a plaque that will be hung. And that's a perpetual endowment, which their names will never go away. It'll be at state from now on. And it's a pretty rewarding thing when the builder members step up to the plate and they're giving back to our community. These people give to our community every day. It's amazing what all they do, whether it's through Habitat, whether it's through the Home Builders Association itself. They're there when they're called, when there's a breast cancer awareness, when there's these golf tournaments, the clay bird shoot, all of these things, the members of the Home Builders Association are always there somewhere.
And always in the community to support your projects too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I was at the clay bird and at the golf tournament, and there was, of course, a lot of the builders, a lot of the affiliates, a lot of the people that are friends like myself with you. They said, you know what, hey, Mike, it's your I'm going to come.
Sure.
I wasn't going to say play golf. I was going to come out there and look like I had a golf club in my hand, but just to support what you're doing.
Well, and we appreciate it, Scott, because it's folks like yourself that are in the supporting industries that, hey, you make us look good. You help us, and you're there for us, and we can't do it without you.
I've got Mike Biggerstaff, president of the San Angelo Home Builder Association, and, you know, we've talked a lot about the home builders, but I want to talk a little bit on forecasting. And Mike, I'm going to tell you one thing I did. I projected, and Jeremy was here, as I predicted, and I predicted too early, that our rent market was going to change. Well, I was right. It's changed. It's changed a lot now. So if you're renting a house, you're in good shape. In fact, I've said this on the radio. In fact, I've had a commercial with it. Our rates, and you've said the same thing on some of your personal stuff, we started lowering rents, $100 a week almost, right across the board on everything. You know, some houses that were renting for 15 are now renting for 12. Some that were renting for 12 were renting for 9. Before, anything under 1,000 was unheard of. Well, when you have a lot of oil field people that were renting move out, and you have 1,000 apartment units come online about the same time, what's going to happen? Supply and demand. We learned this in school. Supply
Absolutely.
And demand. So, and I had a guy call. I had actually two different people call me. I don't know where they got it, where they read it. They said, well, Scott, they said rents are on the rise. What do you think?
Well,
how long is that?
Rents are not on the rise. Rents are going the opposite direction because there's a massive surplus of rental property.
But if you drive down the street, you didn't used to ever see a for rent sign.
That's right.
I've got one on South Park. Cute little house on South Park. Last year I rented it in a day. Now there's three on South Park for rent. Okay?
Yeah.
And you know, we're South Park Center, a nice, cute house. So I don't, folks, wherever you heard it, I don't know. It's none of my business, but I'm going to tell you, whoever told you that was way, way wrong.
Well, your numbers are exactly right. It's $50 to $100 a week right now, less than it was as recent as 3 months ago or 4 months ago.
Yes. Well, if they, what happened, too? I noticed this in our inventory. We manage about 150 properties now. We drive by and the house was vacant. It's been vacant since June, July. Well, the oil company had rented the house and they did the right thing. They honored their lease. Well, as soon as that lease came up at the end of September, and some will be at the end of October, boom, they're coming on the market for rent. So, folks, I'm just going to tell you that on the rental market, I'm 100,000,000% right on this. I can show you in black and white, or you can drive down the street yourself and see it and signability. Talk to the president of the Home Builder Association. You can talk to our prime vice president of our San Angelo Association. But I'm just going to tell you that's, I don't know where that information came from, but whoever told you doesn't know what they're talking about as far as rent houses.
No, that's right.
Okay, now let's talk about new construction. I see it's slowing down. That's a fact.
No doubt. Like I said earlier, it is slowing down some. There's still quite a bit of construction going on. You're always going to have, and you and I have talked about this before in great length, you're always going to have some construction going in San Angelo or West Texas. Your top-tier builders, what I call a top-tier, and not saying that there's anything wrong with a medium-tier or a lower-tier builder. It's a supply and demand thing. Your higher-tier builders are going to always have a project, unless they don't want one.
Right.
So, and that's about where it is right now. You've got some medium-tier construction still going on, but it's more speculative than it is custom. Now, we'll share this with you. I think the forecast is here locally, there was kind of a flood of the market in new construction in San Angelo, Texas, over the last 18 to 24 months.
Starting 13.
That's right. And they kind of flooded the market, and some people came into town and built a bunch of these things and flooded the market, and some of those are still sitting out there today.